So any of you guys have anything you want to ask about marriage? Wow. I would say that a teaching like that is doctrine, reproof, and correction. It's like, what about Bob, the movie? Got it. Need it, you know. You guys have any questions about marriage?
Lying if you want to even protect your wife.
Excuse me?
To lie to protect your wife? Oh, there's a lawyer.
You want to protect her from bad news and all that.
Wait.
Should you lie to your wife if you want to protect her from, like, bad news?
Well, what's the word say?
Oh, not the wife.
Okay. Anybody else? There is a record in, I think it's Joshua. Yeah. The Rahab, the innkeeper, she lied. But that was a unique circumstance. No, I don't. You got anything on that? I mean,
sometimes you got to walk with God.
There can be a way to avoid lying, and you can still protect your wife from something without lying, you know?
The idea is that you don't lie.
That's the...
And then maybe you'll know if you when a situation comes up or something. I don't know. Some things you got to walk with God with. But the general thing is you don't lie.
The word says not to lie. So, I mean, that's good enough for me.
What's the difference between not lying and telling not to lie?
What's the difference between lying and not telling all you know? Go ahead, Jimmy. Stand up.
Hi. The little bit I look at lying, you know, it starts way back in the garden, and it's intent.
In the garden.
It's intent.
Oh, it's intent.
Why are you not saying, why are you saying what you're saying? You know, why did the devil say you're down? Not going to stop. You had a reason to do that.
Yeah.
Really, what's the intent?
Yeah, but lying is...
The bus is going to arrive at 5:06 because the schedule says so, and if it comes at 5:10 or whatever, that's not a lie. But you tell them it's going to be there at 5:15, and it shows up early. But I think the long and short is it's intent.
Yeah. The one definition is conscious and intentional falsehood.
Say that again. That's really good.
Conscious and intentional falsehood.
That's really a good definition. Conscience and intentional falsehood. Yeah. That's good. Does that help you, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I kind of understand it. I just want to know if anybody had an idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like...
I mean, God will tell you, don't tell all you know, or he'll tell you, tell everything.
Well, let's say you and I have a conversation, and I tell Diane I'm going to talk to Joe, and she says, well, what did you talk about? And I could say, well, you know, a lot of things, but really I don't want to get into it. So that's not a lie. It's just, I don't know if that's helpful. Maybe that's a stupid thing, but there's a lot of things like that that come up that wouldn't be profitable, but you can't lie. You cannot lie. It's just not right to lie. God, it drives me nuts. You know, I can't stand it when I lie. It drives me nuts. And you go, well, how did Jerry Carr? Yeah, the Bible says all men are liars, so.
Don't tell anyone about the mystery.
Well, he didn't lie about it either.
That's his point. Jimmy's such a so good. Any good? Anybody else? Come on, you guys. We're family, yeah.
Have one.
What about speaking everything one thinks? Are there things we shouldn't speak?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say everything. I just read that in Proverbs. Yeah. It's talking about not being deceitful, not, you know, consciously trying to lie to your wife or spouse. It doesn't have to complicate it so much, you know. I guess sometimes you wouldn't tell them everything. How do I look tonight?
Fantastic. You look really good. You do. Look.
Well, thank you.
You look good.
I got this at Costco.
That's very nice.
It's not that complicated. Just don't lie.
Anything else you want to know? Want to talk about? Anything you want to talk about? You know, those things, those three things, if we applied them in our lives consistently, it would make for a really nice time in your marriage. Talking is one of the things that has to happen. Joe mentioned a few things that people hide, and there's a lot of things more than that that people hide. It's really good to talk things out with your spouse. I mean, yeah. It really is. I mean, that's, I think, the thing that I love the most about my relationship with Diane is we talk. We don't always agree, but we talk. At least I know what's going on in her head, and she knows what's going on in mine. And a lot of times, she can help me with those things that are going on in my head. And a lot of times, I can help her with things going on in her head.
That's good, like the hearty counsel. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and it's just like that. And Joe was such a great example. Welcome to fellowship. You guys are so wonderful. God bless. Anybody need me to pray for you? Pray. And then, you know, they close the door, and then there's life. It's like, okay, am I a phony? Or is that my life? And nobody wants to be a phony, especially in a marriage. Why'd you marry your spouse, by the way? That's a good thing to remember. What other questions you got?
The Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. And yeah. I find that sometimes marriages can be very lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Diane shared how the words, I'm doing this for, it's not good for man to be alone, how it says that in a word. But sometimes marriages are very lonely. And boy, unfortunately, that's true. I've seen it with believers.
Why?
A lot of it, I think, is like what you shared tonight, just being able to communicate.
Because they don't communicate, Hard feelings, anger that never gets taken care of.
What's that word that you use, or you use the Bible? What festers, or what is it?
Oh, wrath is the fermenting of the mind that results in outbursts. Yeah.
That's why it's so important to not let the sun go down upon your wrath.
Yeah. That example you shared about the light, that light bulb.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah, that just understanding how a man thinks is very challenging.
Poor
Diane.
It's necessary.
I'm so quick. Oh, I'm such a sinner in that area, God. Because for me in my mind, it's simple, but for her in her mind, it isn't that simple. And it requires an explanation.
Yeah, we're just wired differently. Like,
why are you just telling on me all these things?
It's not about you.
No, this one is.
I think what Joe said, you know, it's true. You've got to put God first, because I know for a fact the truth that I can't please my wife very often. Thankful she has God, because I feel like I can't believe it.
Is she here?
What I want to say is I think, you know, it's great tonight, because we really do need to get down and honest. I mean, we've been married a long time, Joe and me. We're going through a lot of stuff right now, the two of us. And I got to tell you, I mean, we are, you know, and there's a lot of stress going on. And in a man who's responsible, a godly man, it's not easy. You know, he wants to do the right thing. He wants to be a man of God. And it's hard. We got to support each other big time. And the harder the crunch gets, it gets harder.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're really...
The crunch?
We're seeing it, man, that crunch. And it's tough. I'm not kidding, kids.
Your life is tough. That's why God designed the whole thing.
God in there, right in the center, man, because... And pour it out. Cry to Him. Two of us together, we cry out to God. We have to together. To stay like-minded, because it's tough. And it's no joke. And, you know, and you're right. You know, we are wired differently, you know. And you got to realize that. You know, and God be loving more.
I think we'll be disappointed, but with God, you won't be disappointed in your expectations. Yeah. You know, and that's why it'll work. If you don't give up, and you just believe God's going to take care.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
That being honest is a really big deal. I'll tell you that. That being honest.
Yep.
And you should be, you should have, I'll say this the best I know. The fellowship that you have with your wife or your husband should be greater than any other fellowship that you have except for God. Because if you find yourself gravitating to other people other than your husband or your wife first, that's just not good. But you do it to get out of stuff and to not get caught and to get people to agree with you. And sometimes that's really counterproductive in getting help. Anything else?
You only get one, Martine.
No, it's Alex. Sometimes people don't tell each other everything because they think they're protecting themselves, but it's a good way to getting beat up. Something that has happened to us.
A good way to what?
Get beat up.
And he said, don't make fun of my English. Ha ha.
Is he saying, don't make fun of Alex? So he's saying, sometimes you're just trying to avoid getting beat up. No,
he's saying that you'll get beat up.
More, if you, yeah. It's better to be honest. I don't know how complicated it is, but.
Saying make your situation worse?
Yeah, makes it worse, yeah. That's right.
Good
sometimes we just avoid getting in trouble or avoid the pain, and it just is much worse later on. You got to go through some pain to work out some things in a relationship. You know, there is some pain involved.
I have a question concerning finances, regarding when it comes to marriage or life also. But do you think that life is any harder than it was before concerning finances? Like for a marriage or for young people, that life is more expensive and kind of not really realistic.
It's always been hard. I mean, read your history. Most people 200 years ago didn't even have a shower or a refrigerator or nothing. They were worried about getting attacked all the time and everything. I think one thing that makes it hard for married people is covetousness. They think they have to have all this stuff to be married. You know, talk to your grandparents what they did. My grandparents would save, they had enough money to buy one book a month, and they shared it, and that was their entertainment. You know, but I'm just saying that the adversary has gotten our society so, especially American society, so materialistic. They believe the material things will bring them happiness, and they're willing to sacrifice their families to get that.
Yeah, and don't spend what you don't have.
Yeah, getting into debt for your 12th microwave and your 10th TV, and you know.
Yeah, yep.
That's the strain in a marriage.
Yes, and it's ruined more marriages than almost anything. That and adultery. It's finances, adultery.
Finances first.
Sex, finances, sex, and there's one other one. Probably communication. It probably is it.
But in any period of time, God takes care of his people.
God shall supply.
God meets
all
your needs.
Need. Yep.
But there is a thing about covetousness in the word, which is you always having to have more to be happy, more material things. And it's called idolatry in Colossians.
Yes.
Because it's saying, God ain't good enough for me. I need another TV. I need a new car. You know, I need this or that. So I think that's more of a strain. I think God is always taking care of his people throughout any generation.
Once they trusted in him with everything.
And we don't have it that hard. Read some history. Go live somewhere
else. Go move somewhere else, yeah. Go to Venezuela.
God must laugh at Americans when they complain. The TV in my bathroom don't work no more, Father.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, because that comes up. It comes up way too much. And that's another thing to make sure you communicate on. Your finances.
Yeah, that's one thing that gets lied about the most.
Yeah, and then you get a bill and you're like, what?
Just tell her it was for crack and just get it over with.
Did you really need that fourth gold bracelet? Did you? Was that a need? And why didn't you tell me that you were going to get it? Oh, because you knew you would say no. Yeah. So, see, communication. It's,
that's why Carol can't go anywhere with Diane anymore. Kidding, Diane, just kidding.
She's very hurt.
I'm hurt. I couldn't buy a stuff I wanted. No, never, just kidding.
What do you want? Let's get Joe a gift. Oh, let's
I'd like,
do
it.
What do you want?
Hair. Sexy hair.
Sexy hair.
I wouldn't tell Carol about it either.
Yeah, Martin.
Another question from Irizarries.
Who?
Irizarries.
Where is Irizarries from?
Taito.
What's Taito? Irizarries. I never heard that name in my life. He's my nephew. Why didn't you tell me, Lucy?
His last name. You were mad at his last name, so you didn't hear me.
What's his last name?
Irizarries.
It is? That's Taito's last name?
I thought he was a...
Communication.
Gotta listen.
Oh, listen. Listen. That's it.
What's the question?
How can we bring out the best in each other without coming off as an ass?
What? What? You got that one, Joe. I don't know.
You
gotta repeat it.
You do have to approve people, but you should build them up, too. I mean, there's always the other side. Where you know, Jerry always says, you know, you yell at people sometimes, but then you reassure them that you love them and you care about them and stuff. And maybe he is an ass.
What was the question? From Azarias?
What is it? Can we bring out the best of each other without coming off as an ass?
I don't know.
I don't know. Try being nice once in a while.
You know. Yeah, that's, you know. That's a good one. You know, you might
try not acting like an ass.
Yeah, you might pray together.
Yeah, be, you know.
You guys pray. I mean, you know, as a marriage, that's one thing you ought to do. I hate using the word ought or should, but it sure is helpful in a marriage to pray together. Not just when things are bad.
But sometimes you got to take a stand like that and be an ass. So you do sometimes.
Well, so I need to learn how to be an ass. So. I need to learn that. I need to learn how to be an ass.
Really?
Right, Amanda? Yeah. Okay. All right. Anybody else? This is good. These are good questions. Andres and Julie, do you have any premarital questions?
What's your favorite part about marriage?
My favorite part, honestly, is just knowing that my wife is always, her head is in the Word. And so there's that fellowship that's just so precious to me. That's the most precious thing to me in my marriage is my wife's head being in the Word. And that's it. That's for me, that's it. She's a real deal believer. That she believes what she reads, and she reads a lot, so it's in her head. Because nothing's going to be in your head unless you put your head into something. That's my...
I like the companionship. That's
yeah, me too, the friendship.
Yeah, having someone to talk to and go through things with.
Yeah.
Companionship.
And succeeding with. Watching God, you know, how many times in our marriages, depending on how long you've been married, you've seen God come through over and over again answering your prayers, even if you were so fucked up. You know, his grace is just unbelievable. And watching God do stuff, it's amazing. What other things you want to talk about?
Can I say something that blessed me?
Sure.
I never really thought about some of those records where you show God listening to people. Like Moses and others, where he said the same
There's
thing
lots
twice
of this,
and didn't shut him down.
Yeah,
it's a really, really good example.
Who was
I
the
never thought of that.
Who was the one? you know, if I just had 50, was that Abraham?
Abraham.
How about 40? Yeah. How about 30? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anything else? Nothing from the South? No? Okay. Well, these nights are really great for me. It's like a, you know, and I've been married a total of 50 years. If you count the first and second marriage, 50 years. How many years have you been married, John?
Me?
Yeah.
My wife's not here. I cannot tell you. I rely on her for that. But it's 45, 44?
It'll be 44.
Wait.
Oh, there we go. Joe's always there.
Joe knows.
When's 44. When's my birthday?
44. My first marriage, 44 years.
What's your first one?
Yeah. Huh?
Were you born? What? When's my birthday?
It's right yesterday, wasn't it? Like,
anyway, anything else? Nope. Going once, going twice. Yes, Andres.
Is it wrong for someone not to be married?
Jesus Christ says it's not wrong in Matthew.
Well, we handled that once before. Yeah,
it's in the context of where it talks about, if you want to look up the word, what's the phrase that's repeated in the word about marriage three or four times? A man shall leave his... Father, it's in Genesis.
Father, mother.
Yeah, and cleave to his wife, and they become one flesh. If you look that up, one flesh, in the context, he'll say, there's a couple of reasons why you don't need to be married. One's a eunuch. If you want me to do that, I can do that. Because I used to do that to cows.
That would be bulls, right?
No, they became cows. No. Yeah, you're right, bulls. It involves a rubber band and a big pair of pliers.
My wife, Joyce, when we were in the Way Corps in Ohio, she wanted to be on staff for the farm at the Kip Farm. We had a farm there. And Ira Hearn, who ran the farm, never had women work with him. But she really wanted to, and he said, okay. So the first day she was there, he told her to castrate a young bull and put her in a pen, and she had to tackle it and wind these rubber bands, these big bands around his testicles, and then you leave them there, and then they fall off. And, you know, she came home and told me what to do, and I slept on my stomach for a month. Anything else? That's true. It's a true story. Anything? Yeah. Anything? George, yes. You got nothing. You know why? You got a perfect marriage. That's why. You're Dorsey's angel.
No, he's, what is he called?
My George.
Oh, my George.
My George. So, you're good. All right, well, Joe prayed, so God bless. And you know, these things, you know, you could all, it's Saturday night, you ought to go out and party with each other or something. Or maybe not. Go to Joe's house. He's all by himself, and he said he wants visitors.
That's not true.
He's got.
My daughter has come up to make sure I'm okay.
Again, thank you guys that set up and all that stuff. You know, this stuff doesn't just happen. People put their hearts into it. Love you guys. See you later. You're the best. Bye-bye.